Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 837. 5 Overlooked Training Tips for Glorious Glutes by Ashley Cast with RomanFitnessSystems.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey, welcome to October and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you every weekday for free. It's kind of like an audiobook, but from many different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer the questions that you've sent me. Wow, so it's already October. And you know, in my mind, what that means, the holidays are just around the corner, which is my favorite time of year. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. My family gets frustrated with me when I start thinking about Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's well before Halloween has set in. So I won't go there just right now. I will tame my excitement as we get to today's post and start optimizing your life. 5 Overlooked Training Tips for Glorious Glutes by Ashley Cast with RomanFitnessSystems.com. Glutes are in vogue right now. There's no denying that. Whether it's the Kardashian effect, an increase in the desire for athletic bodies, or an acceptance and appreciation for other body types, the results are in. People want bigger butts. As a New York City trainer to everyone from youth athletes to world-famous actors, let me assure you that these days, most of my clients want a big round booty capped by some glorious glutes. This is fantastic, because not only does it mean that society is changing in a way that pulls further from the once common marginalization of the beautiful, curvy figures typically associated with non-white women, it's also a step towards appreciating the athleticism that a big booty brings. Because truly, having a big butt is not just about how you look in a pair of leggings. It's also about what you can do with it. The glutes are the largest and strongest muscle group in the body and the keystone of the posterior chain. They generate massive force in any exercise that involves hip extension, which includes the squat, deadlift, and any form of running and jumping. All of which is to say, whether you want to be sexy or strong or sporty, a big butt is going to help you get there. Since the trend is toward building a bigger posterior, glute training programs are not hard to find, nor are the lists of the best butt exercises around. And while those are all well and good, it's not enough to just use the best exercises, or even to use a great program that features all the right moves. If you want glutes of glory, you'll need to drill and practice. But here's the key. It's not all about the program or the volume. In order to get maximum productivity from any glute training program, or indeed any training session, you've got to make sure of a few things. Are you using the right exercises for your body? Are your glutes doing the work, or is something else compensating? Are you preparing the corresponding muscles properly? These are important factors, and if addressed correctly, will allow for maximizing the recruitment of the glutes and the productivity of the training session. If you take care of these things, everything else falls into place. I'm going to share with you my top 5 tips to make your glute training more effective and productive. These can be implemented immediately and are equally effective no matter what program you're currently using. For building big, strong glutes of glory, you need to check these out. 1. Pay attention to your feet. If you do not maintain an arch in your foot, you will find your glutes fire suboptimally. Some will say this problem is glute amnesia. I like to refer to it as lazy feet. If you don't maintain an arch when you're working on otherwise great glute building exercises like deadlifts or squats, you won't fully activate the glute max. Your glute max is the biggest, most powerful butt muscle you've got back there, and certainly one you want turned on during any exercise. Tip: in bare feet, find all 4 corners of the floor with your feet. While maintaining the arch you've created, try to pull the floor apart in your squat pattern, emphasizing the base of the big toe. 2. Stretch and activate your hip flexors before training. When you sit or wear heels all day, the hips can end up very rotated in response to the stress. In turn, the hip flexors can get very tight and weak. Many of the best butt building exercises like squats and deadlifts require a certain amount of hip flexor strength for you to successfully pull your hips into flexion. So, a good deep hip flexor stretch followed by some kind of challenge is ideal. Tip: try a half-kneeling hip flexor stretch and follow it up with a quick hurdle hold exercise. 3. Train half-kneeling positions. If you've got chronically tight hamstrings, like you cannot touch your toes or your lower back is tight after runs, the timing of your hips could be off. Half-kneeling positions help correct this issue in the long run, but they also require you to squeeze your glutes in order to stay balanced. You can row, press, chop, and push all with one knee down. 4. Maintain good posture all day, including during your lifts. The term good posture is very relative and very individual. It reflects strengths, weaknesses, fatigue, stress, and confidence level. So the best posture cue is really to just create as much space between your joints as possible. When you do so, your joints are in the most optimal positions for you to be successful at whatever exercise you're doing. Tip: while standing with feet hip width apart, make sure your tailbone is pointing down towards the floor and grind your heels into the floor as you elongate through the crown of your head. Apply this to all of your resisted movements. 5. Balance your strengths. If posture reflects strengths and weaknesses, you can positively affect it by getting your muscles into better balance. And for most people, that means training the posterior line a bit more. That includes the calves, hamstrings, glutes, and back. All of these muscles are connected along the posterior chain. They usually need a little more attention than their anterior counterparts to keep the body in balance. Tip: add more Romanian deadlifts to target the hamstrings, even if you already have regular concentric deadlifts in your program. Wrapping up, the rest of your body has a much bigger influence on your glutes than you might imagine, and you'll notice that maintaining an arch in your foot allows you to maintain better stability in your lunge, that you resist the compression forces in your back squat by lengthening your spine, and that a few minutes spent on your hip flexors is going to allow you to use your butt on bench day. You'll be able to apply these concepts in a number of ways. You'll be prepared to get a whole lot better at all of your movements. You want glutes of glory? Well, child, you best listen to your reigning glute monarch to get to the promised land. You just listened to the post titled 5 Overlooked Training Tips for Glorious Glutes by Ashley Cast with RomanFitnessSystems.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. The author Ashley is so right that the glutes are quite powerful, and we often forget how powerful they can be, especially when we think about working some of the other vanity muscles like the quads and the hamstrings. And I really liked Ashley's posture tips, something that you can do that's really easy that will help you think about your posture and probably align your posture really quickly, is to simply think about your arms and think about your hands next to your sides. So if we imagine our arms at our sides, imagine where our thumbs are pointed. Usually in a relaxed position, our thumbs face our bodies, meaning they basically face our legs. Now think about rotating the wrist and turning the thumbs so that they face forward. Just by doing that, rotating your thumbs forward so that they face front, what'll likely happen is it's automatically going to force you to bring your shoulders back and down instead of shrugging your shoulders and force you to stand up straight. It's amazing how just rotating your thumbs forward all of a sudden keeps your shoulders back and down and it makes you want to stand up straight or sit up straight. So that's definitely one thing you can do. And if you want to maintain good posture or improve your posture, Ashley is absolutely right. Training your glutes, your hamstrings, and your back is super important. We often spend so much time thinking about making sure our biceps and our chest look good and our quads look good, but that's going to create an imbalance, as Ashley mentioned. We want to make sure what she calls the posterior chain, which means all of the stuff located on the backside of your body, we want to make sure those muscles are strong as well. And those will help with your posture. And something that I learned from a PhD who specializes in the posterior chain, when you perform a lift, especially like a deadlift, you can have your toes pointed slightly out, not too far out, make sure they're about shoulder, hip width apart. And before you go down to pick up that weight, you want to make sure that your posture is perfect. And what he says to do is imagine you're starting with your tailbone tucked a little bit, which means you're going to have to flex your abs, keep your shoulders down, make fists with your hands, and rest your hands on your quads. So in this position, your abs are flexed, your tailbone is tucked, meaning it's kind of forward. Your hands are resting on your thighs or your quads, and you're making fists with them. Then with your feet, imagine you're going to grip the floor with your feet. You can be wearing shoes, that's absolutely fine, but imagine you're gripping the floor with your feet. So when all of this is set, you slowly start to squat down, and your hands, which should be fists, should glide down your quads and head toward your knees as you go down to grab the weight. And that's how you can maintain good posture when doing a complicated lift like a deadlift. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.